Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast, Young, Dumb, and Anxious. Today, we have a very special guest with us. We have my fiancé, the one and only Shane Gregoire.
Hello.
How does everyone. It feel to be here today?
It feels amazing. I'm on fire.
Oh, that's great. For those of you who don't know, this isn't our first podcast together.
Nope.
We had a podcast called Opposites Attract that ended after 8 episodes.
Yep.
Because someone decided he didn't want to do a podcast anymore.
Yep.
And he just left me high and dry.
It was kind of mutual.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Not even in the slightest. Okay,
fine. I just decided I didn't want to. And that's how it went. So,
yeah. Blame Shane.
Yes.
Basically. You can blame me. So basically, I thought for this episode, it would be fun if we did my fiancé answers questions that girls are too afraid to ask guys. And Shane, on behalf of all guys today, is going to answer your burning questions.
Not on behalf of all guys. On behalf of Shane Gregoire.
Yes.
No one else.
Yeah, that's true. But today, just like as metaphorically,
okay,
you are guys.
Okay.
And we have a mix of some sweet questions and a mix of some juicy, sexy questions.
Okay.
That I know you're going to get all shy answering. All
right.
Anytime any topic about sex or anything comes up where he has to say talk about things like that, like, publicly.
So it's we're not talking just about sex?
Yeah, of course there's going to be questions about sex.
Okay. This is a warning. Anyone that's like a family member, if you're listening to this, please
click off.
Yeah, this is probably a good time.
Yeah, but I think without further ado, we should just get right into it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should I start off easy or should I start off with a juicy one?
Whatever you want.
No, whatever you want. Your guys.
Yeah, juicy.
Then let's start with the juiciest of them all, which is, do guys really like going down on women? Because it gets really messy down there.
It is a messy thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But yes, I think guys do. I mean, I can't speak for every guy, but I can speak for my friends and myself. And it's a generally it's a thing that's enjoyable because it's done out of love, you know? It's the whole act of sex is like a dance between two people. It's a giving and a receiving from both end.
Yeah.
And I think it makes sense, you know? So it's part of that. If you genuinely care about the person, you do want to give good experience for them.
Yeah.
So I say yes. Because that's part of it. Sorry to cut you off. I think that's part of it that makes it really enjoyable.
Yeah. I'm also letting you guys know that I'm going to be interjecting my own opinion in there. I know it's Shane answering questions, but it is my podcast, so I'm going to be interjecting my opinion in there too. And what I have to say is, I personally, as a woman,
mm-hmm,
I remember when I first started being sexual, I was very, very conscious about the thought of a guy going down on me. Like, I did not let anyone do that. I just wouldn't let anyone do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was so, like, if you look at media, I feel like all media portrays, like, when there's sex scenes or stuff, it's always a girl going down on the guy. And very, very rarely have I seen media or movies or TV portray a guy going down on a woman. And that's why I thought it was, like, something that's very rare.
Yeah, more taboo or something.
Yeah, not even taboo, just rare or not that common, or guys don't like it or that it might be weird. And so I, like, made sure that I wouldn't let any one of my past partners or whatever go down on me, because I just was so uncomfortable with that idea.
Yo, I actually brought back when I was in high school, I think, because I used to watch TV and mm-hmm, I think The Sopranos, the show, they were like, one of the characters was like, never do that or something like that. And
really?
I think I remember watching that and I was like, oh yeah, I'll never do that.
Yeah.
I remember telling people I would never do that, but it was just really just like immaturity and inexperience, I think, more than anything, because it's like both the things. I don't understand. It's not really a difference between going down on a person. They're both gross. Like, when you put it on paper, they're both messy and gross, but it's not, it's done out of love. And yeah, I don't, it's not really a big deal.
Yeah, I feel like it's only fair to give back,
Yeah,
you know?
100%. Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one, and I want an answer to this one too, because I have experienced this personally with Shane, and
What?
it annoys the crap out of me.
What?
Why do boys always have to give solutions when we girls simply want to vent?
Because if you are venting, you are venting about a problem. The solution to a problem takes care of the need to vent.
Okay, and now let me give you a.
Wait, but I have to say, from my experience, I now know that that is not the way that actually helps the situation. First, one must listen and one must
Validate
acknowledge, yeah, and validate the pain,
annoyance.
the anger, the need to vent. And then, once it's clear that the guy understands, then he may proceed with the solution. If he has a solution, yes.
If the girl wants a solution, sometimes I don't want a solution. Like sometimes there's a situation that has happened and I'm annoyed about it, and I just want to come to you and I want to bitch about it, and I want you to bitch about it with me because I want my feelings to be validated. Like I want to feel like I am feeling these feelings for a valid reason, you know?
Okay.
And I don't want a solution. I just want a bitch.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. I mean, I don't know. I think guys and girls have, they're wired a little differently in terms of what they're like predisposed to. And my mind goes somewhere else
The
sometimes.
logic.
Yeah, but I think both sides have to understand the other side, and that's just natural.
Balance.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
at the end of the day, like if I just never listened, then it wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, you need a healthy balance of both. So yeah, I think it's beautiful. There's a difference, but
Yeah. I just realized that I'm wearing a really ugly top for this podcast.
oh yeah, that was an odd choice, Alia.
This is my pajama top. I didn't even realize I was still wearing this. So sorry about that. What do guys think of vaginal hair?
Pubic hair?
Yes. And
Um,
let me give you some background, actually.
okay.
You know, in porn,
Yeah.
women are always clean down there.
Yeah.
It's like no one ever has hair, and if they do, it's like, you know, those like patches that they
Yeah.
have. I don't really know the name of it. Landing strip, I think
Yeah,
it's called.
right.
And that's like the only thing you see in porn. And
Yeah.
most women, before they become sexually active, have seen like some form of media like porn or like a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's what you see. And the guy, for the guy, it doesn't really matter.
No.
You know, and I know that I was so conscious of my pubic hair. And I was just like always shaving it. Anytime I had to be naked in front of someone, I would just shave it before.
Okay.
And I know a lot of women feel this way too, where they're like a little, they get shy or they get scared of like, oh my God, what if a guy gets disgusted by it?
Personally, I don't think it's a big deal at all. And if I even think about my friends, I don't think it's a big deal for them either. I think that if someone does make a big deal out of it, it's really just because they themselves are
Immature.
immature, yeah, maybe inexperienced, because really the only place, sorry, where you would see only clean-shaven people is in porn.
Yeah.
So that's probably just someone's
Yeah,
own
it's
lack of
just.
experience, and then yeah, immaturity coupled in
Yeah.
with that. But I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think most guys think it's a big deal. I don't think I ever really found it to be a big deal. Some people have preferences, but other than that, I don't think it's anything that ever needs to be worried about.
Yeah. Do boys think about effing other girls when they're in a relationship just because someone's attractive?
Oh, I think that it's kind of wrong.
Yeah.
That goes into the category of,
Emotional cheating.
yeah, emotional cheating. It, I personally disagree with that, but nowadays there's so many weird variations of relationships. I
Yeah.
don't care. I think a lot of it is a little strange, but so some people have like different levels of what they think certain things are, and that's fine. But me personally, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't feel comfortable if the other person was doing that,
Yeah.
because it almost feels like a level of betrayal, even though it's not happening on the physical level, it's still happening on like an emotional, mental, like spiritual level. I don't know what the extent of it
Yeah.
is, as like it depends on the situation, but I personally think that it's wrong.
Yeah.
I definitely would say
I
it's wrong.
think there are guys that do that. You know,
And
I know,
girls
and
too.
girls too. Yeah,
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people that do that. I don't think that's the right thing to do. I think it's normal to find other people attractive or to, like, you know, appreciate how someone looks. I think that's natural. I think just because you're
Yeah.
in a relationship, you're not gonna never find any other person attractive ever again. It's a part of
Yeah.
like human nature and the way the body and brain works. You will find other people attractive. But I think what matters is making sure that you don't cross a boundary and leave it at just appreciating a beautiful, handsome person, and just leave it
Yeah.
at the at appreciation and not, like, you know, give in to like thoughts or feelings or urges or
Yeah, if you end
whatever.
up creating a whole scenario in your mind and you're like visualizing and fantasizing
Yeah.
about this scenario where you're sleeping with that person. Yeah, I don't care. Like if it's even if it's not happening on the physical level, it's
Yeah.
happening like in the other person's mind, and that's
Yeah.
creating at least to, this is my opinion only. I think it creates a level of separation between you and the person.
Yeah.
And it's yeah, I don't like that. I don't think
Yeah.
it's right.
Yeah.
But the that wasn't even the question. The
The question
question
was,
was do
do they? Which is, yeah,
guys
some guys do, some, but mostly I don't think so.
I think it's the same with guys and girls.
Yeah,
Like,
I
I
know, but
don't
the
know.
question is, do boys?
It's the same amount as girls. I don't know. It depends on the person.
I think it, yeah, it's a hard question to answer because it depends on the person. It
Yeah.
depends on whether the person's a loyal
Yeah.
person, what their beliefs are and things.
Some people are in these relationships where they're like, cool with that and stuff. So for them, I
Yeah.
don't know. I don't know.
The next question is foreplay an important part for guys too?
Yeah. Yeah, it is for sure.
Because for girls,
Because,
it's pretty much necessary.
yeah,
Yeah.
I think because it's important for girls, it's important for guys. Because if both parties have a great experience, it's just the best.
Yeah.
But if it's just one-sided, then it's really lame. So if a guy is able to also get a woman ready, and then they both have an even better time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a dance between two people, like I said. It's like those
Yeah.
energies are bouncing off each other, they're in unison, and that's the way that it builds like a really great experience,
Yeah.
you know?
And
And I,
that's how it should be.
yeah,
Yeah.
so I think that guys generally will like doing it if
Yeah.
they give it a chance. I know that maybe it's less common because it's like if you watch porn and stuff, guys will skip right through that
Yeah.
part. And if the foreplay happens in porn, it would be
The
for the guy.
yeah, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. It's always like all the foreplay that I saw in porn was always like the girl doing everything, but the guy's been ready from the
He's
start.
chilling,
He
yeah.
doesn't need to be any more
No,
ready. Why
no.
not let's work on her too, you
No,
know?
exactly. But that's the thing. It's the other thing is guys aren't educated on that kind of stuff. Like we just don't
Because
have that
I
kind
feel
of
like porn is
education.
such a
Porn is
freaking
horrible.
black stain in our generation's lives.
Yeah, it really
Because I think
is.
it
Yeah.
creates such insanely not, I can't think of the word. What's the word?
Realistic.
Realistic,
Yeah.
unrealistic standards of
Yeah.
what sex is supposed to be like, you know,
Yeah.
or like what a woman is supposed to look like. Like everyone, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's so unrealistic. And a lot of the issues with intimacy, I think, stem from the porn industry. That's my belief, personally.
Yeah, I think you definitely could be right. And the thing is, because of that, too, guys, they are, I don't know, they think that everything happens with their penis, you know? But
Yeah.
that's not it. And I think that, yeah, there's just more education that needs to
Yeah.
happen. Because it really isn't even just it's not just for girls too, because it also hurts guys because they don't know what they're missing out on too, which is like a way more fulfilling experience overall.
That actually leads me to the next question, which is, do guys watch porn and is it okay if you're in a relationship to watch porn?
Do guys watch porn?
Yes.
Why are they
No,
asking
I think they
that?
mean in a relationship. And do
Okay.
you think it's okay?
I know guys and girls that watch porn in relationships, and I like, this is again a personal preference. I lump it in the category of emotional cheating. I don't like porn at all. I think it should be thrown out. I like, this is my grandpa way of thinking, but
No,
I
I
think
don't
it's
even. I
horrible.
agree. I feel like it's
Horrible.
horrible.
It messes with everything. So that includes relationships, especially relationships. Now, I know there's an aspect. Some people are like, some couples are like really hypersexual and they like to
Watch it
watch it for
together.
like excitement or something, you know? And maybe they're not like thinking about, oh, this guy doing it to me or vice versa, but it's more
Just
like,
like the excitement part.
yeah, and they're like, maybe I can learn a thing or two. I don't know. So, I mean, I get that, but I can't relate to that personally, so I can't comment. But I'm talking about maybe just the guy that, in his own like shame and secrecy, goes and masturbates and stuff to porn, watching other women and stuff for his own pleasure, imagining that's happening to him. That goes in the category for myself that I would lump as emotional cheating.
Yeah,
I
I
think
agree.
it's, I think that it's a betrayal to the other person,
Yeah,
but.
because you're getting off to someone else. So even if it's like a person you don't personally know and it's in a porn video, you're still getting off to someone else or to other people. And I feel like if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't have to get off to other people,
Yeah, I
you
agree
know?
with that.
But I also, again, do think it's like a personal preference, because I know that there's people that are okay with it,
Yeah,
and
some
that's
people are cool
great.
with
Like, if
that.
some people are cool with it, then it's great.
Yeah.
But I personally am not okay with it. I know you aren't. I know we're very
Yeah.
against the porn industry.
Yeah, I don't
And
like it at all.
yeah, I know. And I think it just depends on how you feel about it. You know, if you and your
Yeah.
partner are okay with it, then by all means, go for it. But if one of you isn't, then talk to your partner about it. How many times a day do guys think about sex?
Depends on the day.
I think I saw like some statistic where it was like over 100 times or something a day,
That's
which to me seems like insane.
okay, so there's two sides of it. I think there's a sex addiction side, which a lot, it's a, something that a lot of guys in the West, at least I know of, because I grew up in the US. I know that sex addiction is a huge problem, and that means masturbating to pornography and stuff like that. It's a huge addiction, and guys will like, they can't go a day or two even, and it's because of that. It's an addiction, and the addict's mind, something is pretty much on their mind all the time. And so because of that, I think they get these kinds of statistics like, oh, 100 times a day or something like that, it goes through a guy's mind. And I think that's complete BS. Like, that's not healthy. I don't think so. And I am saying that from my own experience. So I can't say that for any other reason. But when you get away from all of those things, then I personally experienced that the mind does not go to sex nearly as much. It goes to that area as a form of like compulsion, but when that addiction is released, then it kind of, it becomes more moderate. It's still like there for sure, because it's like a part of, it's an integrated part of like human experience. But I don't think guys experience it at like a healthy level, at least in the West, or at least places that use pornography regularly.
I saw this one question and I thought this would be a good question to address, because you and I have both been through this. Is someone said antidepressants have killed my libido completely. Can a guy or a relationship survive without sex? I think it's an interesting question to answer. I think I'm gonna start. So I personally experienced this as well, where when I was on antidepressants for a while, my libido was completely, like, basically non-existent. It was just not happening. And there are a few things that I tried and it just wouldn't happen. And it's a very common side effect of antidepressants. And I feel like it's not really talked about that much because, like, considering how common that side effect is of being on antidepressants, and I think it really depends on the guy and the relationship. I'm not gonna lie, I think for almost everyone, sex is an important part of a relationship, and I don't think it can go without it completely. But if you are going through a phase where you're struggling with libido because as a side effect of a medication you're taking, then I think you should talk to your partner about it and try to make them understand what's going on, and you guys can try to work through it together, which is what you and I had done.
Obviously, there's two people in a relationship, and it's not to say it doesn't affect the other person, but it depends what kind of relationship it is and how committed they are in the long run.
And how
Because,
understanding they are too, you know?
I understand. But like for example, if you're like fresh into a relationship within the first month and you're just like nothing's
Yeah,
happening,
I think it depends on a lot of factors about your relationship as well. Like, you know, what your partner's first priority is as well. Like, how important something like sex. If it's like the most important thing to them in the relationship, then it might be an
Well, I
issue.
was gonna say though too, it's also like the person has needs, you know? And I think ultimately it comes down to the communication of discussing what needs to like change, because sometimes something does need to change if it's to the point where like the other person is like actually suffering because of it. And that's, you know, it's a thing because a relationship's two things, you know? We have two people getting affected. But it's like everything, it's a dance. So there's phases for everything in life. And it's okay if, you know, maybe the other person has to learn a little patience for some time. But at the end of the day, it always comes down to the communication between the two people and making it clear that, that they're there for the other person, because of course it's not easy for the other person also that's on antidepressants to have that. So yeah, I think it's fine. It just depends on the level of commitment in the relationship
And the
and
communication.
yeah, the communication.
And the last question is, this was a very common question, is do guys get bored when they hang out with the girl they like or they're with every day? There were a lot of questions about, like, do guys get bored in long-term relationships? Do they get, like, sick of the person? Do they start looking elsewhere? Things like that. That was a very common question.
So I think that a relationship is like a journey. Like it's not, there's not a definite like no. The thing is, relationships happen in phases, and just like there might be challenges, that's okay, right? Sometimes you might go through a phase where both of you kind of like drift apart just because maybe one is caught up in work and the other is caught up in something else. And yeah, and that's natural. But at the end of the day, bringing it together and having that open communication, that's what matters. Because it's normal for someone to maybe just like get caught up in something else. But it doesn't mean that that's the end all be all for the relationship. Boredom, that could be another thing that happens. Yeah, you might be feeling bored in the relationship. And I think that's fine because that happens naturally if maybe nothing new happens. Boredom is just pointing to the fact that,
You
hey,
need
it's time.
excitement,
Yeah,
something
it's.
new, something more exciting
Which
to,
is
like,
good and
yeah, which is a
healthy.
good thing.
So then that's something that can be communicated and be like, how can we, you know, add a new layer of excitement into the journey? So,
I agree.
yeah, that's the way I see it.
I agree too. I think that something my therapist actually told me was that every relationship, not just romantic relationships, is like what is that? It's like a, what's the name of those like things we used to do in trigonometry?
I never took trigonometry
Oh,
in school.
really? Okay, well, it's like a little graph of like ups and downs and like going below and above and below. And that's what a really all relationships are. It's never gonna be just a complete high. It's never gonna be a complete low. There's gonna be highs and there's gonna be lows, and it's how you get out of those lows is what matters. And it's normal to feel bored sometimes, especially when you've been in a long-term relationship. It's okay to have phases or be in a rut where you might feel bored or you feel like, I don't know, you want to try something new or whatever. I think communication is the biggest, most important thing. And like figuring it out with your partner and like trying to figure out how you can get out of that little low and, you know,
Yeah,
move on.
definitely. Yeah, I think though one thing that I've recently realized, because we've been together for a few years, was that there's a very big part of being human in a relationship, because of the movies and stuff that we watch, we have this idea that once you're together, like that's it's unhealthy to maybe feel bored or something like that. But actually none of those things are unhealthy. They're human emotions and they're there for a reason. And it's your job, though, to discover what the root cause of those are and to talk with your partner to overcome them. Because that's all it is it's a journey together and you're both overcoming obstacles. But it's amazing because you have your best friend by your side and that's it. Yeah.
Exactly. And that was the last question.
Cool.
How did you enjoy being a guest on my
It
podcast?
was good. I was a little less shy than I thought.
Good. Good. That was it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of my podcast, Young, Dumb, and Anxious. I hope you guys enjoyed having Shane as a guest. I think you did a really good job at
Thank you
answering
very
all the
much.
questions. I'm
Yes.
very proud of you.
Thank you. All right.
And let me know if you want Shane in more episodes. Thank you guys for watching. There's a new episode every Tuesday, so make sure you follow the podcast so you're up to date with all new episodes. Thank you for tuning in and listening and watching whatever method you're viewing this podcast in. And I will see you guys next time.